everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, good day to you. I'm super excited that you are joining us today for another Femtech Roundtable Room. Today we have Hila Shaviv. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Is that right, Hila? Hila Shaviv?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Wonderful. Yay, I got it right. All right, so today we'll be talking all about, let me just see the topic real here, innovating a new branch of women's health with Hila Shaviv. So you guys, we're going to talk a little bit about the innovation side of things and also, you know, the neglect of women's health inspired Hila to create a new branch in women's health, specifically on medical hygiene, right? So we'll learn how she do it, what inspired her. I personally want to learn more about this Tulipon product that she has come up with because it's really unique. And how about we do a quick introduction? My name is Arik Shurzak. I am the co-founder and chief creative officer at Cicalovia. We here at Cicalovia, we basically help transform website for femtech brands with direct-to-consumer, you know, products or website and make their website into a platform that unlock business opportunities. So that's me. I'm going to pass it to Pic so that she can introduce herself. Pic, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, everyone. You hear me clearly, right?
Okay. Good. Yes. First, your mic, Pic.
Yes, I will. Very wonderful. Close now.
Okay, thank you.
So my name is Pic. My full name is Kongpic Liu, but everybody calls me Pic. I'm the founder of Design Angel, aka the Chief Design Angel. We help fintech companies to build brands that get taken seriously. Why? Because women deserve to be seen, heard, and shine. And today we have our speaker, Hila Shaviv. She is the founder and CEO of Girls Bio, and her product's called Tulipon. And let me introduce her a little bit. She is the modern female knight fighting for women parity by developing novel women's wellness and health devices. Hila is a serial entrepreneur, founder and CEO of Girls Bio, and femtech company that has been developed a new medical category for women's health and wellness. And her first device is Tulipon. It's an upgraded version of an old and problematic tampons. I want to learn more about this. We designed it using modern technology to meet the needs of the 21st century women. And you can find out more at her website, but we can talk about that later. And Hila is also, she is a biofluid dynamics expert with over 20 years experience developing medical device. Very interesting. After having worked for several years as a R&D engineer in a mechanical industry, she has switched gear to work on her own invention revolving around women's healthcare. Okay. In addition, she speaks and teaches about women's menstrual cycle in order for it to be perceived by the public as a natural and comfortable discussion topic. Hila has been part of the Springboard Women World community since 2012 and have been leveraging her platform and promote women's founders issues since. Hila, did we miss anything?
No. That is all.
Great.
Can we get started? Correct.
Yeah, Hila, if it's possible, can we get your mic a little bit closer? I'm having a very hard time hearing you a little bit. I think your sound is a little bit soft on my end.
Is it better now?
I think so. Pic, is it better?
A little bit. Still a little soft on my end.
I will try to connect my headset. So
better.
Maybe that.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah. Just wonderful. Headset. All right. While Hila is trying to update her setup a little bit today, everyone is welcome to also, you know, ask your question and things like that. So during the conversation today with Hila, if there's anything that stood out for you, there's something you want to ask her and things like that, feel free to raise your hand. We'll bring up a couple of people to join the conversation today. Or you can also DM myself or Pic, and we'll be able to also, you know, pull the questions that way as well. So, Hila, are you good on your end?
Just a second here. Okay. I'm trying to connect.
Wonderful.
Is this Pick. Any better?
Let's see.
Is this Say better? Again.
I think so.
You think so?
Okay.
Maybe it's me.
All right.
I can hear you perfectly.
Wonderful. Yeah, if you can maybe get closer to your mic, I think that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So let's get started. Okay. So here's the thing. I personally hate using tampon, but recently I have switched from using pads to menstrual cup. Now, on your website, Hila, the Tulipan is defined as safer than tampon and superior to menstrual cup. That really intrigued me, by the way. And it is a very strong positioning for Tulipan product. But how did you come up with it, with this idea of the intersectional product of tampon and menstrual cup?
Okay, so basically this Gals Bio is my second startup company focusing on women's health. I used to have a previous company. It was called with a similar name. It was called Galmedics. By the way, the name was chosen during my first company because we did a tampon that treats dysmenorrhea, or in simple words, it's called menstrual pain. So in Hebrew, and I'm from Israel, you haven't mentioned this. So in Hebrew, gal means wave. Since we used a specific wavelength to treat menstrual pain, I called the first company Galmedics. Then one day I gave a lecture, like a pitch, at a conference, and an American woman approached me and she asked me, "So you called your company Galmedics because gal is for girls, gals in slang in English?" And I said, "No, it's because it's a Hebrew word for wave, but I love it. I love it when things have a double meaning." So Gals Bio, my second company, it was called Gals Bio. This is how the name came out. But you asked me about superiority about the menstrual cup. So basically, when I was working on my first company on dysmenorrhea, collecting menses from women, and we were investigating the dynamic viscosity of menses, and we were looking for correlation between the dynamic viscosity and dysmenorrhea and menstrual pain. Actually, we were the first entity to ever research this issue, and this goes to the title of our discussion today. When I started, it was 2007, and I used to say half of the world population menstruate, and half of the menstruating women experiences menstrual pain. And until today, nobody knows what is the physiological mechanism. And still today we are in 2021, and still, except from our article about menstrual the menses viscosity, there isn't a lot of articles or research going on about this. So we were collecting menstrual fluid to research the menstrual viscosity and to look for correlations with the pain. So we used menstrual cup, and then is when the idea that it would be great thing to turn menstrual cup to disposable and with an applicator, because truly I think a menstrual cup is a great device as it is. By the way, the menstrual cup and tampons were invented 100 years ago, although menstrual cup became popular only in the last 10 years. And but I can totally understand why it took so long for menstrual cup to become more mainstream, because nowadays, because of the ecological reason. So this is when I first got to the idea to combine the two attributes of the two devices together, the best attribute of a tampon with the best attribute of a menstrual cup. So Tulipon is disposable, it's easy to use with an applicator, easy to insert, easy to take out, and of course disposable. But it doesn't have any absorbent material, so basically in the body it functions like a menstrual cup. And we added more attributes. So one attribute that we added is to have a one-way valve. And then attribute that we will add in the future, partially added already today, is that we could monitor women's health based on the biomarkers within the menses, the menstrual effluent that we are collecting. So that was a very long answer. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did, definitely. Thank you for sharing that, Hila. You know, you are a biofluid dynamic expert with 20 plus years experience developing medical devices. Hearing that really makes me think, man, there's got to be a lot of innovation already happening in the medical industry, especially for like medical devices and things like that. But yet, in my past experience, when I was giving birth to my son, I was honestly don't see any, I guess, like innovation around support for women on this specific thing, especially when we finish with the labor, right? We obviously bleed a lot. And was there ever any medical devices that you either have come across or maybe have heard in your industry that may be similar to Tulipon that women
use? No. Tulipon is
okay, go ahead.
Is extremely unique in its arena. And one of the examples that I like to give is the fact that I have a patent written on a tampon, accepted, by the way, in 2017, which is, for me, it's unbelievable. Like the first patent on a tampon is from 1921. Pads were patented in the 1987 or something like that. The patent on a cup is also from the 1886. So it's really, it's the first time in 100 years that there is a true innovation in this field.
Wow. That's interesting.
So hold on, tampon actually got patented earlier than pads?
No. Tampon is 1921 by Dr. Hess. And pads is before. Actually, pads is were around before the First World War. And it actually helped women to join the workforce. And so they could get out from the house for a long period of time, even during their menses. So actually, the invention of pad has a very big effect on women's, yes. On women's life, quality, yes, of life, and their ability to join the workforce. And yep. I believe personally that if we'll, with Tulipon, that can give women 12 hours of peace and quiet, that it will even help her further to become more efficient in her work. Because even today, according mm-hmm. to the statistics, 70% of women are still using pads with tampons because they are afraid of leaks. So imagine, yes, you have a device that you can use it for 12 hours leak-free, No fear of any TSS. I don't know if you know what this is. It's toxic shock syndrome, which is
Yes.
another problem with tampons. So from the way I see it, it's like we develop the holy grail of hygiene devices for women.
So, where is this product? Is it in the market yet?
So we are now testing it on women
Still
right
test.
here in Israel. One of the issues is like any other startup company, we need funding in order to get it into the market.
Oh, I see.
So we are looking for funding, and as I told Pick, we are just about to go out for
Yeah.
crowdfunding soon. And if anyone would
Great.
be interested, I would be happy. Once we'll go out, I'll be happy to send a link so everybody can become partners in Tulipon.
Sounds great. And I feel like you got patent in 2017 and till today still not in the market. I really want to see it in the market. So we'll talk more about this.
It's a, I can tell you the development of Tulipon is not easy. We actually had more than 10 prototypes
Wow.
tested before we got to the current prototype. So I like to say there is a reason why it took so long, 100
I
years, to
see.
have a new innovation in this field. And by the way, the patent on tampon was by a man. The patent, the second patent on a menstrual cup in 1923 was by a woman, but it was a repeating patent. There is an earlier patent from the 1800, and it was by a man too. So
Wow.
truly, as an engineer, the level of devotion to this project needs to be so total that I don't think, without being biased, I don't think ever a man could have developed Tulipon.
Wow. Amazing. So could you tell us a little bit more about exactly how this device works, tulipons work then?
Okay, so the easiest it would have been to show you, because we
I know, I
already
look at
had
the
the
website.
device.
Yeah, in the website
So,
actually, it's very clear. But let's
yeah,
try it.
so
So
it's a cup. It's a
but when
it's a
before you
the.
insert it look like a tampon, right? Just like a stick.
So one of the biggest disadvantages of a menstrual cup is the insertion, because you have to fold it, and you have to insert it with your finger into insert your finger into the vaginal cavity, and not always it opens, and it has like a learning curve for the menstrual cup. And even me as an engineer, I have to admit that sometimes I'm a user of menstrual cup for many years. Obviously. So even for me, sometimes it's been difficult to
I
use the
see.
regular menstrual cup. And all of these problems are solved with Tulipon, because everything is done automatically
I
with the
see.
applicator. So once the woman insert the applicator,
Yep.
the same like a regular tampon, the one different is that we have two stages. So there is the first stage and the second stage, and Tulipon simply opens up within the vaginal cavity and start collects the secretions.
And I remember you told me one time too. I never try menstrual cup. I think Ari can tell me more. You mentioned that even when you safely, successfully insert it properly, and when you take it out, it sometimes can be a mess too. And with Tulipon, there's no such problem because it's a one-way valve, right? The collecting
Exactly.
device.
Exactly. So this is, as I mentioned before, because menstrual cups are reusable, so they cannot have a one-way valve, because after its use, it has to be, the content has to be poured out and clean. The recommendation is once a month to sterilize it. And we had problems with that as well. We have stories about the women in the clinical study. We had one girl that had her kitchen burned because she forgot the menstrual cup in on her. Yes.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, so, you know, we are a small startup company, and I'm thinking, okay, now I need to pay for a kitchen. that's a big problem.
No.
So anyway, so luckily there were no harms, but back to reality. So you need to sterilize it. You need to pour the the
a
content.
Lot of work afterward. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then you need to refold it and use it. So yes, it's ecological. Because basically you are reusing the same device. But let's say you are traveling or you are at work.
True.
So it's really, it's not convenient. So what we did in Tulipan, in order to overcome the ecological problem, so we are making Tulipan from materials that are biodegradable. So basically, it's in, it is made from a material which is called PLA, and which is it's a natural source. And also, if you put it in a compost, it biodegrades.
Wow, it sounds too good to be true. Ari, do you have any comment? You have experience using menstrual cup.
Yeah, honestly, I was so fascinated when I went to the website yesterday. And when I saw how it works, the video, right? It really is like, oh, I wish the menstrual cup can go in that easily, right? And I can see how big of a, or that sense, like it's more like excitement other people would also have, especially when they realize that this is not only very easy to use, right? It solves all their problems, especially around the leaking and really hard to insert and things like that, but also it's biodegradable, and that is the big thing these days, right? We want to make sure that we're not contributing to those wastes anymore. We're really trying to be very mindful about our purchases, especially our, you know, medical hygiene products. And I guess speaking of medical hygiene, Hila, can you tell us exactly what is medical hygiene, because you are the expert in this particular industry? What is that really for people who don't really understand that?
So this is a phrase that we invented. It's not like I'm the expert, I'm the inventor. There is no medical hygiene.
Amazing.
This is something we invented because what we did is since the first step of Tulipan is to have a new device that replaces tampons, menstrual cup, and hopefully with time also pads, but and menstrual pens. But then we are not satisfied with that. As I mentioned in the beginning, we are going to also monitor women's health based on biomarkers that we are collecting. So menses is basically, it's a monthly biopsy. Women experiences this for 40 years of their life, and currently it's simply discarded. And imagine having a blood test to monitor your health every month. So let's say you were sick, or you changed your diet, or heaven forbid you have a BRCA gene mutation. So you want to monitor your health. So for women, for the first time, they will be able to do that on a monthly basis without drawing any blood, without sending anything to the lab. They will have Tulipon and they will be able to do everything at the comfort of home. So this is why we call it medical hygiene.
This sounds amazing. So you actually can test so the menstrual blood is like our own blood. You can do the same kind of medical
test. It's more. The menstrual blood contains blood, venous blood, obviously, but it also contains tissue and plasma, and it contains a lot of biomarkers. A lot, and unfortunately, and this is, we are going back to our title, the neglection of women's health. This liquid is hardly investigated. There are hardly any articles about this, and everything needs to be done. So the academia and hospitals, NIH, people need to invest money in researching this liquid and to see how we can leverage it to monitor and screen women's health. And menstrual blood is something that is available in big quantity, in relatively big quantities, once a month. And women should be able to use it. And and imagine in third world countries if that women do not have access to labs or medical care, so they could use Tulipon. Tulipon is disposable. It will be relatively cheap. They could monitor their health from home using a simple Tulipon device.
But it sounds like in the future you will need to have some kind of in-home at-home testing kit in order for the woman to test.
So Tulipon will have everything. The technology is already available. It just needs to be adjusted and developed for menses. So that's the difference. This is the technology that we are going to use. It's called lateral flow. Everybody now knows this phrase because of the coronavirus and home test kits that are done. So we can use the same technology. It needs to be adjusted to Tulipon.
Very interesting. Amazing. So, Ari, do you have questions?
Yeah, I do. So, Ila, speaking about innovation specifically and in the femtech space, what innovation have you seen from other founders or even other companies in the space that you also felt this is it? We need to have more of this type of innovation. Have you seen, other innovation around products that you also felt is very much needed for women today?
As I mentioned, first of all, a lot of the science related to women's health is still unknown. We are developing Tulipon. We are confronted with lack of knowledge. Like basic knowledge, like the vaginal cavity sizes, the vaginal cavity forces. This is essential things that we need. So before developing devices, we first need to research, to have a deep research to women's health. I know that a lot of things are not researched and are not known, and I don't have anything that comes up to my mind currently because I'm specifically focused on menstrual health. So I know what is missing in menstrual health, but I'm sure that if you'll ask an OBGYN, they will have lots of ideas. But women, like, what upset me the most is when you see money going into this market, into innovations and into new devices or apps, it mainly goes around fertility, pregnancy, and post-pregnancy. And women are much more than just fertility and pregnancy. Mm-hmm. We have lately there is a boost around menopause because the industry realized that you have lots of women that are getting into their menopause and they actually have money to pay. So nowadays there are some developments, mainly in the digital arena with regards of apps, how to handle the menopause period. But the fact, this also goes to show you what void we have. The fact is that there is no device or except for, like, as medication, there are hormones to deal with menopause, but there is not a lot of knowledge or research around menopause that that women can use today.
Wonderful. So I have a question. So doing, working on this, you spend a lot of time from what I know, right, to develop this product. You have started the research 2007, right? You get a patent in 2017. That's already 10 years.
Sorry, Pick. I started my first company in 2007. This company was started in 2016.
So it took you 5 years, right, to get to where you are today. And so what's the biggest challenge during this time developing this product?
Well, that's a good question. As I mentioned, we actually had to develop, build, and test 10 different prototypes before getting to what we currently have. So that was a major challenge, and the reason that we had that we had this challenge is that we are faced with a cavity that everybody thinks they know the vaginal cavity, but in reality, there is hardly any research. If you'll go to an OBGYN and you ask them what is the average length of the vaginal cavity, mm-hmm. because I need to know what is the length that I can make to Lipon. What are the forces? So, and even today, we are still facing problems. We are, like, already after we started testing Tulipon, we found out that there is a difference, a physiological difference that women go through at around the age of 30. And that means that their Tulipon effect on them varies. So there is a need for different sizes. And actually, if you looked at my website, you've probably seen that it says one size fits all.
Yes.
So now I can tell you this is not true. So not one size fits all. We already have more than one size. So wow. This is something that I need to change. And okay. So, mm-hmm. So from the we had lots of physiological and technical and finally, once our money ran out and we yes. had to start funding, we discovered that we also have a funding problem because it's a field that a lot of people are scared to get into it, and yes. It's a very competitive market. Tulipon as a collecting vessel, as a replacement for tampon and menstrual cup, is not interesting for VCs.
It's not?
No, because it has no tech element into it. It's considered low tech. So only the biomarkers element are interesting to the VCs. But then, because there is such a scarce research around the biomarkers, so mm-hmm. we are faced with a problem. So so I guess everyone that is developing a startup would yes. say that there are a lot of problems, but I think Tulipon specifically, because it's a woman's health, it's not related to pregnancy or fertility, yes. And also me as a founder, and I'm a woman as a founder, and I'm a solo founder developing it. It's like I already published an article called the Bermuda Triangle of innovation, and mm-hmm. I kind of think that I'm in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh,
but
maybe
I'm
we can
trying
help change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So this is our goal. Our goal is to change that, because I truly believe women deserve to have a device that actually answers all their needs. If yes. you look at the tampons, for example, so they leak, they have toxic mm-hmm. shock syndrome. It's not a device that you can place in your body and simply forget about it. It's a problematic. So the goal is to give women peace of mind, quiet, even during their days, their bleeding days.
Yes. So your device is considered a medical device then, because it's inserted into the body?
No. Because a menstrual cup is not considered a medical device, and our regulatory track is the same as a menstrual cup, because we are not we don't have any absorbent material as Tulipon. So that's it.
So that means, but you still need, you're doing clinical research, you are still, in the
yes,
sense that
are,
just testing whether the
yes.
product works properly. Right?
Yes, definitely. We need to do yes. clinical testing. We need to do to get feedback for the market. The bigger the revolution, the bigger the work is bigger. So,
yeah, definitely. Because I see that you need to do research on the medical side, right? Because the lack of information on women's body, unfortunately, even the fluid, right? The menstrual blood. And then the next thing is you have to understand what the technical right, side of things, so that that device can work, right? Tulipon can work properly. The next thing is funding, meaning awareness. I guess if you don't get funding, that means people don't think this is important enough to invest money in. So
exactly.
I can definitely see that.
Exactly. It's like It's a catch-22. In order to get funding, I need to have clinical studies and to show efficacy and safety. But in order to do clinical studies, I need to have funding.
Wow. Ari, do you have anything to add?
No, I just want to make sure that we also aware of the time. We're 41 minutes into the conversation today. I see Rocio in the audience. Welcome, Rocio. If you just joined us today on this room, we are talking with Hila Shaviv on innovating a new branch of women's health, specifically about the product that she has called Tulipon. It is safer than tampon and superior to menstrual cup. And today, Hila shared a lot of different things about the challenges that she has faced during creating the product, right? And also trying to get investment for the product as well to market it in the market, basically. So if you have any question, Rocio, feel free to raise your hand and join the conversation. While we wait for that one, I do have another question for you, Hila. Now that we talk a little bit about your biggest challenge, what's the biggest achievement that you have so far?
So the biggest achievement is getting to a device which is working. We actually today, what you see in our animation on our website is exactly what we have in real life. So we have a device that is working. It's not ready to the market to be marketed yet, but we are going there. And it's not like a regular startup. We are not selling any dreams. We already have an actual working device, functioning device that collects the menstrual effluents. So this is our biggest achievement.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And who would think I thought something like this should be simple, but not until I hear how your journey to realize nothing is that simple, really. And that little device can do so much. And so I really hope it will get to market very soon. And so now, like at this point, what are you working on then?
So as I mentioned in the beginning, we are doing basically two things in parallel. We are testing
Still
Tulipon
testing.
on women, and we are also preparing ourselves for crowdfunding that we'll hope will start soon. So everybody can become a partner because it's a crowd. There are two kinds of crowdfunding. There is equity crowdfunding and there is product crowdfunding. And we chose to go at the equity
Equity.
crowdfunding. And so everybody can buy shares in Girls Bio.
Wow. Do you know what the starting price would be?
In US dollars, it's about, let me tell you, just one sec. About $600.
Oh, wow. I could be an investor.
Yes,
Really?
yes. This is the
Definitely.
whole point of equity crowdfunding.
It's amazing, right? So then I also noticed that on your website, you said early bird sign up. What does that mean? Does it mean I can buy from you or what?
That means that exactly when once we'll start selling, and the US is going to be our first market. So once we'll start selling, by the way, if everything goes correctly and we manage to raise funding from the crowdfunding, we should be in the market in Q4 next year, Q4
2022.
2022. Yes. Yes, so hopefully everything goes according to plan. We have lots of work to achieve at this time, But as I mentioned, the device is working. So now we are at the last phase to bring it to mass production. And actually, our first device already will have an application. It's not a biomarkers, but it will help women know if they are experiencing a high menstrual flux or not, because one of the biggest problem today for women, menstruating women, is that they don't know, are we menstruating a lot of blood, or is this considered medium or a little? So Tulipon will actually, with Tulipon, a woman will be able to see how much she is menstruating. It has a big capacity, like a menstrual cup. And if she has more than 80 mL per one period, one menstrual bleeding, it means that she is a heavy menstruator. And women that are heavy menstruator, they should monitor their iron level. One of the biggest problem for menstruating women is that their hemoglobin level is low, because they have a heavy menstrual and the women that will use Tulipon, they will know if they are a heavy bleeder. And if they are, they should know that they need to monitor their iron level.
Wow, that is so useful. I don't know if I have heavy flow or not. So this is important. Wonderful.
Probably if you women that has to change their tampons every 3 to 4 hours, or but women that actually women usually know if they are heavy bleeder, but we had experience with women in our study that they said, we are heavy bleeders, we have to change tampons all the time, and it's been horrible and all of that. And then we gave them Tulipon, and you could see that they hardly have anything. So because it's blood and it's red and it gets everything messy and colored, so we think that we are bleeding a lot, but in reality, the average amount of menses is only 40 mL in the whole days that we are bleeding. And only above 80 mL is considered bleeding.
Interesting. Do you have this information somewhere that I can learn more
Oh,
about?
this is something that is known in the literature. That
In the
and
literature.
by the way, it's interesting to see, when you read my biography, you said that I'm giving lectures, and this is
Yes.
true. And the way I start my lectures, I would paint a picture of of a small chaser glass of wine, like 30 mL, and then a regular glass of 80 mL, and then a Coke can of 330 mL. And I would ask the audience, the girls that are coming to my lectures, I would ask them, how much do you think you are bleeding once a month? And usually the answer that I get is like a Coke.
Yes, that's what
And
I do.
so like our understanding of how much is coming out from our body is
Yeah.
so far off.
I
But
know.
in reality, most of us
Interesting.
bleed, the small shot glass of chaser.
I
So
guess it could be a lot. Yeah, if you look at the pet, it's true. It's
yeah, but
fascinating.
we have,
Fascinating.
and this is our body. This is, again, I'm going
And we
back to
don't know
the
much
lecture.
about it.
Exactly,
That
exactly.
that's
We are not informed at all we don't know.
Wow.
And this is basic. Also, you know, and another thing I like to say to the students is, you know how much we had to eat per month if we were to bleed 330 ml every month. It's like bleeding almost like a baby. So,
oh my, it's true. Oh God, Ari, do you have anything to add? It's just fascinating. I like to learn about those.
Wow, I mean, honestly, all of this info is just fascinating, right? I mean, I felt when I was wearing pads and all that, every single time I feel it coming out, I was like, oh, it's like a gush coming out. But honestly, though, just like what Hila mentioned earlier, it's actually not that much. I start noticing this because I start using the menstrual cup, because I realize, like, oh, it's only this? Interesting. So it's really interesting how we really, feel that it's a lot versus not so much. We need those data as well. And I just feel like there's amazing information that Hila has been shared here, and I cannot wait until Tulifon is coming into the market so that we can also take more charge and control over our own basically period, right, and menstruation. So thank you so much for sharing all of this, Hila. I do have a couple last questions before we wrap up for the day. Now here are the questions that I'm honestly all of us, myself and Pick, would also ask other founders as well. What's the one tip you would give to femtech founders?
Wow. It's a good question. Everyone is different, and every venture is different. I would say not give up, never give up. We as women, and even the men, there are some men that innovating in the femtech, it's not just women. We need to continue, and we need to bring these changes to the world. Who chose to work in this field needs to be a really... a dreamer, and I think and the tip I would say, use your environment, have people advise you, ask and talk to other people. This is the usual stuff that I would recommend to any entrepreneur, right, in any field, in femtech in particular, because it's a challenge. It's a very big challenge, challenging field. I think we need as a community to help each other. To bring these devices to the market, because eventually, if we won't do it for ourselves, who will?
Exactly. And I admire your persistence. I talked to you before, right? From what I learned, you have been learning about this for so many years, and I hear about your challenges, and you're still here working on this. So I really applaud your I would say. And so we know your next step is continue testing this product and get funding, do crowdfunding. And so how can we help you then to help you succeed?
So the best thing for me is once we will do the crowdfunding, just to spread the link to the crowdfunding and the material, and to be as supportive as much as possible. We are really working hard on this crowdfunding campaign because I see it as my way to break free from the normal way how startups are raising funding. Because usually you go to a VCs and you are much dependent on the VCs and what they think and their point of view. And this industry, I think, as I mentioned earlier, this is a very hard industry to get into, because tampons have been in the market for many years, and the companies, the big companies that are manufacturing tampons, like P&G and Johnson & Johnson, Kimberly-Clark, they are making money, lots of money out of tampons. And basically, it's against their interest for things to change. And this is another issue, another challenge for me in getting into the market, because you would expect one of these companies to get interested in Tulipon and to get us into the market. And the point is that these companies, they will sit aside and they will wait until I'll get to the market. I'll prove that I have market and people are interested in buying this device. And only then they will decide to actually invest their money. So by crowdfunding, I hope to prove these companies that people are interested in innovation in this field. People are not happy with what they have today. And women especially, they deserve to have a device that is working 100 years too late, but it's better late than ever, right? And to bring them to show these companies that they are actually a monopole on the R&D, to show them that women are interested. So for me, the crowdfunding campaign is extremely crucial in breaking into the people.
Yeah, you can prove that there is a demand, because just
exactly. Even before the device comes to the market, I can show that it actually has interest and market. And to another problem that crowdfunding, usually there are men investing and not women investing.
Okay. So how can we help you? So if anybody like me or audience who might listen later want to help you, is there any place we can sign up so when it's ready we can go support you or even spread the word?
So the best place is to follow us on LinkedIn, either after me or Girls Bio. We will post everything there. Currently we are not in Twitter or in
Instagram.
Instagram, but we will start. We will get there as well.
Yes,
that would be part of our campaign. But LinkedIn, currently LinkedIn is the best place to subscribe, to follow us. And that's where to go and to show your support.
Definitely, we will do that. So we hit 1 hour mark already. So thank you so much, Hiller, for sharing your product and your journey with us. Any last thought, Ari?
Do you have? Honestly, thank you so much, Hila. This has been wonderful, really eye-opening, especially for innovation around femtech products. I'm so happy that you have the time to share all of this with us today. And for those of you who, you know, have questions about this for Hila, make sure to reach out to her and connect with her on LinkedIn. Hila Shaviv is her account on LinkedIn, or even check out her website, tulipan.com, to learn more about her innovation product for femtech specifically. And I think with that, that is all we have for today. If you enjoy this type of conversation with femtech founders or even other investors in the femtech space and collaborators, make sure to follow Femtech Roundtable with that little green home icon at the top, and you'll be notified the next time we host another room for this. Or even follow myself and Pick, and follow Hila as well here on Clubhouse. You never know, there's a lot of amazing rooms all around Femtech that we typically host, and also other things related to creative entrepreneurship. So you'll get notified when we host another room next time. That is all I have today, Pick. Are we ready to kind of close the room? Nice music.
Yes, definitely.
I just want to thank you both for inviting me. I hope I managed to be clear enough. And
of course.
And
it was great. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Hila. And I see Rifat in the audience as well. Hey, Rifat, thank you for joining us today. I'll walk us out of here with a nice music, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Until then, I'll see you later. Bye.